It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffee, skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Well, last week, George Burns received a note signed Harry, offering him a big job in Washington. He thought it was President Truman asking him to come to the Capitol and help run the government. But it turned out to be his neighbor, Harry Morton, asking him to come to Washington State and pick apples. 140 million Americans breathed a sigh of relief, but George was mighty unhappy. In fact, Gracie is still trying to cheer him up.
Well, George, you haven't touched your breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, but darling, this has been going on for a week now.
I can't help it.
Oh, George, you can't stop eating just because you didn't get to run the government. If everyone did that, there'd be an awful lot of skinny Republicans.
Well, I can't eat and I can't sleep. Everyone is laughing at me.
Oh, now look, for years you told jokes in vaudeville. Why should the sound of people laughing bother you? Oh, I see. It startled you, huh?
It frightens me.
Oh, now, dear, get a grip on yourself. You're cut out for bigger things than apple picking, and the whole world knows it.
Well, I...
Oh, come in.
Telegram for George Burns. Sign here.
All right. There you are. Thank you.
I'll open the telegram. Who's it from?
Oh, listen to this. A man with your ability should not waste his time picking apples. The OPA needs you.
Wow. The OPA?
The Orange Pickers Association.
Fine. You see, Gracie? To the whole world, I'm just an apple picker. I don't dare show my face on the street. Small boys throw cores at me. And you know what my friends are calling me? Wine sap Burns.
Wine sap? Well, you never touch the stuff.
I'm a teetotaler.
Oh, you mustn't let one little setback discourage you. Look at other great men. Julius Caesar was stabbed 100 times. Louis XIV had his head chopped off. But did that stop them?
It certainly did.
Just because they were quitters, you don't have to be one.
Look, let's face it, I'm a failure. I'll bet our sponsor is disappointed that I didn't get to Washington.
Yeah, you know, I had a little plan that might have pleased the sponsor.
What was that?
Well, nothing much. I was just going to change the name of the White House to the Maxwell House.
It's sort of a small change.
Yeah. Oh, but cheer up, things are not...
A little minute.
Come in.
I'm sorry, ma'am, there were 2 telegrams for Mr. Burns. Here's the other one.
Oh, thank you. Now, who could this be from? Oh, George, listen. If those Democrats in Washington don't appreciate you, we do. You're just the man we're looking for. Signed, the GOP.
The Republicans, huh?
No, the grape and olive pickers.
Oh, nuts.
No, just grape and olives.
The nut pickers will be next. I tell you, this thing has ruined my whole life. I can't pick my head up.
Well, good
People
morning,
holler,
everybody.
Wine sap Burns,
oh, good
wine
morning,
sap.
Meredith.
Good morning. Gee, what a beautiful morning. Birds are singing, sun is shining, the flowers are blooming. What's the good word, George?
Shut up.
Gosh, you don't have to bite my head off.
Why not? What good is it?
Oh, I'm afraid someone is not in a good mood this morning.
Neither's George. He's very grumpy. Yeah.
Well, he's been terribly upset ever since this big job in Washington fell through.
I can't see why it fell through. I think George is perfect for the job. I think he ought to go right to Washington.
Do you really, Meredith?
Yes, sir. Those apples need picking.
Meredith, how would you like to go soak your head?
I don't believe I'd care to, George. There's too much flu around.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, please don't be offended, Meredith. George is not himself. He's on the verge of a nervous collapse.
Well, don't worry. It won't last forever. I knew a fellow in Mason City just like George. He was terribly low and depressed. Talked all the time about hanging himself.
Really?
Yep. Finally did it, too.
Meredith.
Oh, now cheer up, George. As the Arab said the night he bumped into the sand pile, it's always darkest before the dune.
You see, George, a dune is a pile
I know, of sand. I know. Now get out of here, both of you.
Oh, Meredith, he's gone to pieces. He just can't get over losing that presidential job. He hardly sleeps a wink.
Well, that's terrible.
Oh, yes, last night he didn't fall asleep until 4 o'clock. And then he must have dreamed that he'd settled a steel strike and reopened the mills.
How could you tell?
Well, for an hour he made a noise like a blast furnace, then at 5 o'clock he whistled.
Poor George. Something has got to be done.
Oh, yes. If you were married, George, to George, would you call a doctor?
No, I think I'd consult a lawyer.
No, I meant... Oh, well, let it go. I'm going to call a doctor.
Mrs. Burns?
Oh, yes. Come in, doctor. My husband is in the next room.
What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, he's been in terrible shape for the past week. His weight has dropped way down.
How far?
It's dropped clear down below his belt. and his nerves are completely shattered. He never takes a drink, but he's so nervous that he sees bats just like Ray Milland in The Lost Weekend.
When did that happen?
Yesterday. He was staring at the wall and muttering, look at that old bat.
And there was nothing on the wall?
Nothing but a picture of my mother.
Mm-hmm. Well, better have a look at him.
Oh, well, right in here, doctor. George, this is the doctor. He's going to examine you.
I don't need a doctor. I'm not sick.
Better let me be the judge of that, Mr. Burns. Now, take a deep breath.
I don't want to.
Now, please, George, do as the doctor asks. He only wants you to take a deep breath. You can let it out again as soon as he's gone.
There's nothing wrong with my breathing.
Well, there might be. Let's find out.
Oh, okay.
Inhale. Now exhale.
There you see?
See what?
Well, it came out a different place than it went in.
Hope it isn't too late for penicillin.
Now open your
Hope
shirt.
Hope it isn't too late for penicillin.
You'll just open your shirt, Mr. Burns, so I can examine your chest.
I don't want to.
George, the doctor wants to see your chest. Now open your shirt and I'll point it out to him.
I'm not sick, I tell you.
Please, dear, for my sake.
All right, all right. There. Now, go ahead, examine my chest.
Now, there it is, doctor. See? Right where his neck joins his stomach. No, up a little and to the left. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I see. Well, what there is of it seems sound enough.
What'd I tell you? Now, go away and leave me alone.
I think I'd better have a look at your tongue first, Mr. Burns.
Never mind my tongue.
George, the doctor wants to see your tongue. Now, stick it out.
Okay.
Now, turn it over so we can see the other side.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Just stick it out a little further, Mr. Burns. Further, please. Further. A little further. Mm-hmm. A little white toward the back there.
That's my sock sticking out. Now, that's enough of the silly examination. Get out of here, both of you.
Oh, well, we better go, doctor. He has a fearful temper.
Very well. Try eating more fresh fruit, Mr. Burns. You know the old saying, an apple a day
keeps... Doubt.
Gracious. He's in quite a state.
Is it serious, doctor?
Mrs. Burns, your husband is dangerously close to a nervous breakdown.
Oh, dear.
He needs a rest. He must stop whatever he's been doing and just sit around for a while.
Oh, that'll be terribly hard.
Why?
Because that's what he's been doing.
Well, then he needs a complete change of scene.
He must get away from everyone he knows. Now, I know a little dude ranch near Reno, Nevada that would be ideal.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's on a little lake in the hills above Reno. Plenty of sunshine, a little fishing, a little golf. When your husband comes home, you won't know him from Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh, now, Doctor, let's not blow our top, shall we? Well, thank you ever so much. I'll go right down to the station and buy him a ticket for Reno. Oh, George. George.
Well, he went out just a few minutes ago, Gracie.
Oh, I have a wonderful surprise for him. He's going to a dude ranch up in Nevada to recuperate, and I have his ticket to Reno right here.
Oh, that ranch life will be great for him.
Oh, yes. He'll be a real Westerner. I can see him now, rustling posses, branding cowboys, taking the little doggies out for their walk every night.
Yeah, and they say horseback riding is very helpful.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. George has never ridden before, but nature intended him to be a great rider.
It did?
Oh, yeah. His legs look like he was born with a horse between them.
Well, maybe we better go find George and tell him the big news.
All right. I'll leave this ticket to Reno here right on the table. Come on.
Why don't you go home, Bill? You've bawled me out all the way from the cigar store, and I'm sick of it.
No, George, I'm not leaving till I hear you tell Gracie that you're sorry for being such a grouch.
Okay, come on in. Gracie! Oh, Gracie! Not here.
Probably left you, and I don't blame her.
Oh, don't be silly. Gracie wouldn't leave me. I've given her the best years of my life.
Holy smoke, were those your best?
Such a comical fella.
Listen, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just warning you that if you want to stay married to Gracie, you better stop going around with such a long face.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. A face like yours should be as short as possible.
Why should I listen to you? You're a bachelor. What do you bachelors know about women?
George, maybe I've never bought anything, but I've looked at a lot of samples.
Okay, what's your recipe for keeping women happy?
Well, don't do anything to depress them. Always try to give them a lift.
And you do that?
Oh, sure. Not a day passes that I don't drive along Vine Street and say, hey, babe.
How about a lift?
How about a lift?
Comedian, don't worry. I'll never lose Gracie. When she gets back, you'll find... Hey, what's this on the table?
It's an envelope. Maybe she left you a note.
You see? Won't even leave the house without letting me know where she's gone. And you thought she was sore at me, huh? Oh. Oh, no.
What is it, George?
Phil, you're right. I've lost her. Gracie's leaving me.
Huh?
Look, it's a ticket to Reno.
Reno, huh? Oh, murder.
I can't believe it. We've been together so many years, in vaudeville, on the radio. And now she's leaving me. Tell me, Bill, what should I do?
Better raid the icebox. It may be your last meal for a long time.
A solid cream in the icebox.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, Meredith Willson and his orchestra. Say, Meredith, that tune about New Orleans you're playing just makes me wish I were way down there right now.
I'll bet it does, Bill. You and a whole lot of other people. Because this is Mardi Gras week in New Orleans.
Huh?
Just about the gayest, brightest celebration in our country.
Well, it isn't only the Mardi Gras I'd like to see again, but the beautiful old city itself. The traditional Creole houses, the courtyards, the iron balconies, the narrow streets that bear great names. All characteristics that mean New Orleans, a distinctive part of our American scene. And I can't help thinking, too, that through the years, certain names, as well as places, have become a distinctive part of living in America. A famous name like Maxwell House, for instance, has also earned a real and distinctive place in the American scene. For North, South, East, and West, in this nation of coffee lovers, Maxwell House coffee is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand. Maxwell House, you see, is such a truly full-flavored blend, for it combines these premium Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness, Medellin's for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramanga's for full body. The result is a blend so really delicious that more people just naturally say Maxwell House when buying coffee. They know that it's always good to the last drop.
Bill, you've got to help me. I can't let Gracie go to Reno.
You're not kidding.
Well, why is she leaving me, Bill? You think it's because she's younger than I am?
Oh, no. After all, who isn't?
What is it?
Well, I tell you, George, you've been too grouchy. Women have got to have romance. Now, how long since you've brought Gracie a box of candy?
Oh, maybe 2 years.
How long since you brought her flowers?
About the same.
How long since you kissed her?
I kissed her this morning.
I knew it. You better go back to candy and flowers.
Okay, I'll go right out and get some.
And listen, don't stop at candy and flowers. Get her dresses, get her jewelry, lingerie, perfume, buy her a mink coat.
I'll do it. I don't care what it costs.
Good.
I'll spend anything to get her back. Who cares about money at a time like this?
Attaboy.
Bill, you know where I can get the stuff wholesale?
Well, I tell you, Meredith, something must have happened to George. We've looked every place.
Oh, now, don't worry, Gracie.
But the doctor said his mind could go any minute. Maybe he threw himself under a train. Maybe he jumped off a bridge. Maybe he shot himself or stabbed himself.
Oh, he probably went down to the corner to buy a couple of those cigars he smoked.
Oh, that's even worse. It's slower. Oh, Meredith, I just know George is wandering around somewhere completely out of his mind.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, George, where have you been?
I'm buying presents for you. See, I got you some candy, flowers, perfume.
Oh, I knew it. Nutty as a fruitcake.
Huh? Boy, I'm getting out of here. Sometimes they're dangerous.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing, dear. Nothing at all. Now, just sit down and rest.
Oh, I don't want to rest. I want to make love to you. Burning, passionate love.
Oh, poor George. His mind is completely gone.
I love you. Love you. You're beautiful, do you hear? You're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Well, that's strange. Now he's perfectly sane.
Wait, you see, the other presents I got for you. A bracelet, nylons.
Oh, there he goes again.
What?
Oh, wait here, darling. I'll be right back.
Dr. Elser speaking.
Oh, this is Mrs. Burns. Well, it happened, Doctor. My husband has gone mad. Stark, raving mad.
How do you know?
Well, he tried to make love to me. Me, his own wife.
Oh, that is bad. I'll come over just as soon as I can. Meantime, be very careful not to cross him. Agree with everything he says.
Don't cross him, huh?
Absolutely not. He might become violent. No matter what he says, you agree with him.
All right. I'll agree with everything he says. Thank you, Doctor.
Gracie, I'd like to talk to you.
Yes, you would, George. You certainly would. You're so right. That's just what you'd like to do.
I've been a good husband.
Good. You're the best, the finest. Why, you're the most wonderful husband who ever lived. The perfect mate.
Well, I'm not perfect.
I'll say you're not. You're a beast, a low contemptible. Cool and miserly.
Well, gee, I've tried to be generous.
Ah, you're the kindest, sweetest, biggest-hearted man who ever lived.
Of course, now and then I try to save a little.
You squeeze a nickel till the buffalo looks like a mouse.
I guess I'm pretty bad, all right.
You're a dog.
I'm not that bad.
You're a prince.
Well, what am I, a dog or a prince?
Both. Here, prince.
Gosh, I must have done something awful to get you in this frame of mind.
Oh, you've starved me, you've beaten me, you've tortured me.
That's not true.
What a liar I am.
I've done my very best. But at times, you haven't made it easy.
I've starved you, I've beaten you, I've tortured
That's
you.
That's not true either.
There I go, lying again.
You're talking like this in order to hide the real reason you're leaving me. I know. There's another man in your life.
Yeah, that's it. Another man.
A handsome man.
The handsomest man in Hollywood.
Big and tall, with gable shoulders.
And gable's back. And Gracie's got him.
You're going away with him.
That's right.
You're expecting him now.
I wonder what's keeping him.
There he is. That's your lover now.
That's my lover now.
Okay. We'll settle this. I'll kill him.
You'll murder him.
Or he'll kill me.
Why, you haven't got a chance.
We'll see. You stay right here.
I won't budge.
Oh! Handsomest man in Hollywood, huh? I'll fix this lady killing wolf.
Good afternoon, Mr. Burns.
Postman, it's you. I expected to see a single man, tall, handsome, irresistible.
Oh, no, I'm a married one.
You're certainly not a wolf.
Certainly not. I give that impression because of my long, pointed nose. But that comes from 20 years of being led around by it.
I meant I thought you were my rival. You see, my wife is leaving for Reno.
No.
Yeah. I've done everything. I bought her flowers, candy, jewelry.
I've been through this Reno business myself, Mr. Burns. I bought my wife everything. I got down on my knees and pleaded with her.
Did it work?
No, she still wouldn't go.
But I don't want Gracie to go. In fact, I want
Hi, George. Say, did everything work out all right?
No, Bill.
Hello, Mr. Goodwin.
Hello, Mr. Postman.
Bill, I gave Gracie the presents, but I'm still in trouble. She says she's running away with the handsomest man in Hollywood.
Oh, George, you know I wouldn't do a thing like that.
It's not you, Bill. It's some fellow who looks just like Gable.
Oh, no wonder she thought it was me.
Look, Mr. Postman, Bill and I have got a big problem to work out. Maybe you better run along.
Very well. I just want to thank Mr. Goodwin.
Well, not now, Mr. Postman. No. Please, George is in trouble.
Trouble, yes.
Yeah, but I just...
Later, Mr. Postman.
Go.
George's home is breaking up, you see. Nothing can be more important than that.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you for the Maxwell House coffee.
Well, now look, George, if we act quickly, I think we can stop Gracie. Did you enjoy the Maxwell House, Mr. Postman?
Oh, yes.
Bill, isn't that the most delicious coffee you ever tasted?
Super.
Look,
fellas.
Maxwell House is so appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow.
Hey, Bill.
Coffee at its full-flavored best, good to the last drop.
That's Maxwell House.
Yes.
Fellas, my wife. My wife, remember?
Oh, yes. How'd your wife enjoy it, Mr. Postman?
She loved it.
Oh, everybody does.
If Gracie leaves me, I'll kill myself.
Oh, there's nothing like a cup of Maxwell House.
I'll buy a gun and shoot myself.
What'd you say, George?
I'm going to shoot myself.
Oh, as I was saying, Mr. Postman, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Bill, for Pete's sake, Gracie is leaving me and you two stand there talking about Maxwell House coffee.
Well, there's no sense in both of us starving, George.
Get out, both of you. I'll get Meredith to help me.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Burns.
Goodbye, George.
Remember, keep smiling.
Meredith, do you mean to say that ticket for Reno was for me and not for Gracie?
Sure. Gosh, George, Gracie would never leave you.
Holy smoke. And I went out and spent my money on presents.
Well, that's what made us think you were crazy.
I noticed she kept agreeing with everything I... Hey, if she still thinks I'm crazy, I can make her agree to send those things back. Thanks for the information, Meredith.
Oh, glad to help.
You know, sometimes it's wonderful to have a moron around the house.
Yep, Gracie seems quite fond of you.
I'll see you later. Gracie.
Yes, George, what? Anything at all? What?
Well,
Yes, what?
Well, I've been
thinking
what?
Tell me, what?
Well, keep quiet. You know the presents I brought you?
Oh, yes, darling. The most wonderful flowers, candy, perfume, bracelets, nylons in the world.
Well, I don't like them. And I want them sent back immediately.
They're the worst flowers, candy, perfume, bracelets, nylons I ever saw, ate, smelled, looked at, and have on, so they can't be returned.
I order you return everything immediately.
Yes, dear, immediately. Anything you say.
And I think I'll go see a burlesque
show. Oh, yes, see too. Have fun. Get right up on the runway with the girls.
Now kiss me goodbye, dear.
Yeah, of course, dear. A big kiss.
Goodbye.
Oh, excuse me. I just wanted to see if your scheme worked, George. You know, pretending to be crazy so Gracie would send all the presents back.
Oh, yes, it worked for you. What? He's only pretending to be crazy?
Wallington, get out of here and leave Napoleon alone.
Never mind, dear. Never mind, Wallington. So, you were playing a little game, huh?
Well, yes. But you're going to take those things back anyway, aren't you? Okay, keep them. Now you won't have to buy anything for a whole year. Well, anyway, a couple of months. A week? How are you fixed for today?
I'm going shopping.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Good night.
Stay tuned to this station because Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guests tonight are Ozzy and Harriet.
Oh, goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as jello, six delicious locked-in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of jello pudding's in the eating.
The jello twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just a taste of jello pudding or of jello, and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
The National Broadcasting Company.